Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, our customs and border patrol, our security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too to keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the third watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truckers. Thanks for the guys and gals doing that. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, is Denise Simon. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, we kind of started out, I don't know if we can up-tempo what we just did, talking about the baseball players and all that nonsense, but Americans have pretty much gotten over the mask thing right now. It was great to see a lot of faces yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. You see people that are finally, you know, going back to some sense of normalcy, wherever that may be. And I say that with some stipulations, sense of normalcy.
Yeah. Well, I actually did see one person at a gas station I stopped at on the way back down to Tampa yesterday, going down 19. They got out of their air-conditioned vehicle with their mask on, driving down the road that way. They're out of their mind. They're out of their mind. And got out. And,
well, you know, in Paris, they're playing the French Open.
Uh-huh.
And crazy enough, there really are no people in the stands. And there's like a 9 o'clock curfew, too. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck.
And they're outside. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're outside.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. All right, well, let's talk about the Supreme Court. Maybe they'll sell all this gets ready to. But the Supreme Court is entering its last weeks with some key cases coming up, including an abortion case. Everybody's saying, oh, it's going to overturn Roe v. Wade. I don't think so. But there's also more talk about the retirement of Judge Breyer. Don't know if that's going to happen yet or not.
No, he knows that there's pressure on him, but you know, there was pressure on Ruth Bader Ginsburg, too. So there's a sense of defiance with these, you know, elders on the bench, and rightly so. You know, just because the Democrat Party, you know, wants to put some real pressure on him doesn't mean that, you know, he's going to buckle. So I suspect that Breyer will be there for at least another term.
Now, the Democrats walked out of the discussions the other night to have a vote in Texas, and Governor Abbott said, okay, turnaround's fair play. We're just going to take the pay away from you for not doing your job.
Well, he threatened that.
Right.
I don't know that you know, he did it, but he's sending a shot across the bow, too, and rightly so. I'll tell you what. I mean, you know, there's some things here that are just virtually out of control, and I think that we have to take a long look at what these Democrats are doing. We really have to have a long memory when it comes to election time. So for your listeners, I'd be keeping a little spiral notebook here, or, you know, some post-it notes. And, you know, there are things that clearly we're going to need to recall, no mm-hmm. pun intended,
yeah.
but recall for voters. Just
yep.
because they're not your district doesn't mean that you don't have some kind of influence on friends or family or whatever else is going on in whatever state.
Now, the media admitted that they dismissed the COVID lab leak theory because Donald Trump and the GOP had advanced it. And now we're hearing more, like the United Kingdom came out and said, well, now, wait a minute, there's something to this.
Well, there is something to it. And I object to using the term leak, because a leak makes it sound like it's an accident.
Mm-hmm.
It has that inference. I don't like that. I am not convinced that this wasn't purposeful.
Right.
So if you use the term leak, it sounds like, oh, well, it was a mistake, or this or that happened. Uh-uh. I think that the word should be released.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the Chinese will have a fit with that, but I don't.
You want to go one step further and call it biological warfare?
Well,
that's where I'm going.
Well, I don't disagree with that. Mm-hmm. Although, you know, you have to be somewhat careful, because mm-hmm. you can't trust what the Chinese are doing. You can't. The Chinese are operating with the same playbook as Moscow has for decades and decades. That is that they twist the truth, or they'll just lie blatantly about it, or they'll point the finger someplace else. It's the exact same template.
Mm-hmm.
General Flynn gave a couple of speeches in the last couple of weekends in different places, and he's been talking about this since he's been out and about on the circuit again, and they're not giving him any airtime. Gee, I wonder why. Wonder why. Hold that thought. We'll talk about that when we come back, because remember, he was in a position to know what was going on around the world. That was his job. We'll talk about that and a lot more when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, buddy. Hey, Pastor will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. And tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Yeah, buddy, and that thing didn't come out the way it was supposed to, but oh well, that's the way it goes. All right, automation, right? Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, good morning again to you.
Good morning.
All righty, here we go again. We're going to pick up where we left off. Surging prices may only be the beginning because many people around the country are feeling a squeeze. It's not just about whether or not you can buy something, it's whether or not it's available, because a lot of things are stuck somewhere along the line in transit. And to the people I talked to yesterday that moved down here from New York and Pennsylvania that were buying vehicles, they said they used to be Democrats, and I said, how are you liking Biden now? And they said, that's why we're down here. We came down here, and we're one of you now.
The town hall that Sean Hannity had last when he had the governors there, it was at you, the Republican governors. DeSantis said, because he was asked a question about, you know, people and their voting habits when they're moving to Florida, and according to the registrations, which was coming from DeSantis, and I hope that, you know, they're not twisting some numbers here, but most of these people are registering as Republicans.
Yeah.
I hope there's some real truth in that. I actually ran into somebody last week over in Tampa that had moved here. I was leaving a restaurant, and he had just moved here from Pennsylvania, and said that he was stunned at how things are here in Florida. And I said, well, Glad to have you, but, you know, check your bad voting habits, if there were any, at the door. And he kind of laughed, and I said, well, you know, this is serious. You know, mostly because Florida and in many cases, you know, Texas and Tennessee are kind of showing the way. And it's remarkable to me that you've got some of these other states that are seeing what's being proven here, and they're still not getting it. It's staggering to me that these governors can be so stupid. But it is what it is. So,
well, yeah. In Pennsylvania and Virginia, the businesses, in particular the restaurants, are back to 100% capacity, and they're ecstatic over the fact that they're back because they were about ready, many of them, to fold the tent.
Yep, precisely right.
Yep. And New York, I think they're still not quite that way yet, but who knows?
Well, to their own demise. And, you know, we as taxpayers cannot keep funding the kinds of monies that we're funding here. I mean, we're a debtor nation. I don't know how else to put it.
Mm-hmm.
With all this nonsense.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you a question. Kamala Harris is in charge of the border, right?
Well,
let me just go on with this, and then okay. Let me just go on with this, and then you can say what you want, because here we go. Kamala Harris still won't hold a press conference, visit the border, or even talk about it as the historic migration crisis rages on, 68 days and counting.
So she was supposed to be the border czar.
Yep.
Which was a title that the White House gave her. And so they, you know, everybody expected to say, okay, she's going to go visit. She's going to go see what it's about and look at the detention centers and blah, 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 and all these other kinds of things. Well, she's not going. And the reason that she's not going is because she would get an absolute earful out of Border Patrol and local law enforcement, least of which the governors and whatever else that she might encounter.
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't want to be confronted with all that. Then the White House walked it back and said, no, she's really in charge of policy when it comes to the countries that are mostly emptying out their unaccompanied male whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, now she's talked to Mexico, and I think she's talked to Guatemala, but she has not talked to El Salvador. El Salvador's, they're kind of on, the president, he's on our side with all of this, but he's got a big corruption issue there, too.
Yep.
So this is an ugly situation here, but I'll say it again. That nobody is speaking to the fact that when you continue to allow a population to leave a country, to illegally enter another country,
mm-hmm.
you're adding to the downfall of a country. You're adding to its instability. So, you've got these countries that are losing their labor pool, and nobody is really speaking to that. So how can a El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, how can they ever expect to have any kind of economy when you don't have a workforce?
Good point.
You know, and then if you want to go add business or have some kind of investment, of which this White House has said that they're adding millions and millions and billions of dollars into foreign aid.
Yeah.
Well, you're sending it into countries that are corrupt.
That don't like us.
Well, it's not that they don't like us. I mean, we can make them easily like us if we would encourage. I mean, it's just like Ukraine. I mean, you can encourage good behavior, and it doesn't have to be done with, you know, throwing money at the situation. But that's just me.
Now, speaking of throwing money, cruise lines that operate out of Florida's ports are headed for a legal showdown with our governor, Ron DeSantis, over his ban on vaccine passports, because we heard the director, I believe it was of Royal Caribbean, say that they're planning on starting their cruises again with people that can prove they've been vaccinated.
July.
July 1st.
Now, Ron DeSantis has worked diligently to get the CDC to approve that these cruise ships can operate again. That's a great thing. But there's this stipulation that they have to do it with vaccine passports, of which DeSantis has got a problem with. So there is going to be somewhat of a showdown. I understand somewhat where the cruise lines are coming from. They were hit exceptionally hard. It virtually shut down everything. All the cruise ships were, you know, stopped dead in their tracks, no pun intended. They couldn't sail anyway. So the big question becomes, what do you do now? Well, most of these, I think almost all these cruise lines, except for maybe Carnival, are foreign-owned. Europe, as I just mentioned, you know, it's a French Open. Europe, you can only go out a couple hours a day. You have to be home by 5 o'clock at night. By 9 o'clock at night. It's a mess. I don't know where this is necessarily going to go, but
All right. I got a message for you.
I got an e-message here,
email from Fred in Fort Lauderdale. He's saying, thank you very much for having Denise Simon on as a guest. We appreciate her very much. So there you go. That's
awesome.
From Fred in Fort Lauderdale. All righty. I will talk to you tomorrow night, same time, same bat channel. Stay low. I'll be back, folks, with more of the Captain America Third Watch. Ron Edwards is going to take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has threatened to veto funds for the state legislature after a group of Democratic lawmakers walked out of the Texas House on Sunday, effectively blocking a vote on an elections reform bill. Abbott tweeting Monday that his veto would withhold pay for those who he said were abandoning their responsibilities. The bill is one of several pieces of legislation being proposed in several states that proponents say are necessary to combat voter fraud. Critics of those proposals say it would make it more difficult for people to vote, especially for people of color. And Nevada lawmakers are looking to move the state's position on the presidential primary calendar. State lawmakers passed a bill Monday that looks to make the state the first in the process for the 2020 presidential election. It would need both Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak's signature and approval from both political parties to officially make the move. This is USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight,
now,
live,
2
to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense,
on the
conservative
Captain's America
talk.
Third Watch.
Alrighty, and now it is time for our military and veterans news here on the Captain's America Third Watch for a Tuesday morning. Brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Remember, the National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses to serve you, and we'll tell you where they're at right after they tell you about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses to serve you. One of them is located in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. And the second one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay area. I'm in Tampa. They're across the bay in Clearwater. Now, either way, you can find them online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call and ask to take the tour of one of their locations, whichever one is the closest to you. Their number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour at one of their 2 facilities. You'd be glad you did. You'd be able to talk to more than likely at least 1 student, maybe more. Be able to talk to the instructors as well and find out what you need to find out. Now, a government agency asserts that the system for calculating veteran health care wait times lacks reliability and accuracy. Supporting details revealed in an 8 on Your Side investigation out of the Tampa, Florida area, echoing criticism from VA watchdogs. Now, a new report by the Government Accountability Office questioned the metrics used by the Veterans Affairs for wait time records and recommended ways to improve the reliability of the data, which once again is in question. By the way, a new House bill would fast-track VA benefits to veterans suffering from 23 different respiratory illnesses and cancers, some of which coming from the burn pits that you are aware of and have heard about. But the most important things coming out of the Congress last week before they went on their little mini break, the Pentagon's $715 billion budget proposal is sufficient to meet the threats from a rising China to climate change and future pandemics, so says Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, even though Republicans have called it insufficient. By the way, Joe Biden is still shifting funding from old systems to help modernize the nuclear arsenal to deter China, while also developing future warfare capabilities. Monies are being shifted around in the DOD right now. And there's a scant bit of information on how widespread the problem of hunger is amongst currently serving military families and veteran families. But there are some actions that could help those who are struggling to put food on the table as new things are being looked at. By the way, like many insurers, the VA will only provide 3 months' worth of birth control pills to patients at a time. A group of Democratic lawmakers introduced legislation that would allow the VA to dispense up to a year's supply at a time. Tell me that wouldn't be a problem. In an attempt to reduce the likelihood that supplies will run out or refills will be delayed, forcing patients to skip a pill and increase their risk of an unintended pregnancy. Well, here we go. By the way, did you hear China? They just gave their people, their families, a couple's permission to have a third child. They were outlawed to have a third one. Now they can. So China's trying to catch up in the world population thing, I believe. By the way, President Joe Biden's nominee to oversee nuclear warhead development, Jill Herbie, said that the U.S. should continue plans to ramp up production of plutonium cores, a key component in nuclear weapons used by two different sites. And a decade and a half after it was unveiled, the National World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C., has begun to deteriorate. And in response, a bipartisan group of lawmakers has proposed legislation to help raise millions of dollars in needed repair funds. Again, we'll see how that all plays out. Let's not forget, either, that Republican lawmakers are concerned about the Department of Veterans Affairs' ballooning budget and questions the agency's need for yet another huge funding boost, given it's already received some $36 billion in pandemic supplements. And in dealing with the VA, you got to be real careful when it comes to the money that's out there. By the way, Carnival Cruise is looking to start up now. July 1st. We'll see how that works out with everything that we're hearing here in Florida. Now, by all accounts, the new Secretary of the Army, Christine Warmoth, was supposed to have a smooth and eventless confirmation. But a soldier's missing pay has now triggered the Army Secretary's double confirmation snafu. Republicans want this soldier paid, or they will not approve her. Don't know what's going to happen. By the way, some breaking news here. Seems like the shooting in Miami at the banquet, that was a gang thing,
and the car was stolen and recovered in Biscayne Bay. In the bay. They drove it off a bridge, or drove it off a dock, and it went in the bay. So that was a gangland thing. It kind of looked like it to begin with. All right, well, an Army soldier has been arrested in connection with the 2019 death of his former girlfriend's baby in Tempe, Arizona. And another senior non-commissioned officer assigned to Fort Bragg, North Carolina, was arrested for allegedly trafficking more than 2 kilos of cocaine, and authorities executed a search warrant at his home that he owned and found more. Now, sailors are going to have to wait a little bit longer to receive the E4 to E6 advancement results. COVID-19 is delaying the results of the promotions. And a group of U.S. House members are once again asking Acting Navy Secretary Thomas Harker for more information on the department's plans to cut funding and staff for the Naval Audit Service. They want to know what that's all about. Also, the U.S. Navy and its industry team conducted the live fire test of a rocket motor, which will propel the Navy's conventional prompt strike offensive hypersonic missile and the Army's long-range hypersonic weapon. We'll see what happens there. Now, the 7th Fleet has deployed the LCS USS Gabrielle Giffords, pretty much on over into the South China Sea. The Navy is now pushing their littoral combat ships out into the Pacific in force after more than a decade of stops and starts and studies. They're putting them right out there in the middle of things. And if you're going to the Navy Exchange, they're dropping the coronavirus mask mandate for its fully vaccinated customers and employees, although installation commanders have the final say at the local stores as to what happens there. Now, a recently released picture of Marine Raiders conducting realistic urban training shows an operator wearing a backpack with a large tubular antenna sticking out of it, which was obviously for communications. All right, here comes the music. That means the next thing you hear is going to be Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, when we come back from our break. So don't go anywhere. We will return with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I speak. spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Yeah, buddy, and I'll tell you what, Moss Acura brings you this portion of the program with Chris Markowski. Moss, of course, is spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you'll love the Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has had a new, more rigid body made of it, and the double wishbone suspension now that's with it, 345-horsepower engine standard, plus some amazing creature comforts like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers that really makes a bad back feel good. I know, I've got one. Now, Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss Acura, offers home and offers pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Now, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they honor those who have served our country with a You Serve, You Save program for active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located in North Tampa on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan, and you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you a bunch of money. All right, speaking of money, here he is, the watchdog on Wall Street, the money guy, Chris Markowski. Speaking of money, you want to hear this one?
Okay.
Businesses have sued Major League Baseball and the Major League Baseball Players Association for pulling the All-Star game from Atlanta over the Georgia vote reforms. And apparently Jay Sekulow is the attorney. His firm is going to represent these people. I had one of them, I think I told you this when it happened, call my show crying about the fact that they had just invested $10,000, all the money they had,
to try to, you know, do very well at a once-in-a-lifetime deal, and now their business was basically worth 10 cents on a dollar for the stuff he had.
Yeah, I saw that. I, you know, that there's going to be some lawsuits being filed. And again, it was, you know, it was inevitable. I was getting some smart attorneys that are jumping on that as well. But yeah, it's difficult. I mean, you have to feel for, especially, you know, all that small businesses have dealt with over the past, year and a half. And then, you know, they're gearing up for a big event. And, you know, you got to obviously prepare for stuff like this. You got to get everything ready. And then all of a sudden, Major League Baseball says we're going to move it.
Yep.
I mean, it's like, you get T-shirts, you get hats, all sorts of things that you're putting into place. And, again, basically for nothing is what we're doing this for. Quite honestly, it's just stupid.
How would you like to be the guy that made all the neon signs that said Atlanta, home of the All-Star team, 2020
yeah.
game? You know, I was watching, there's a picture on Newsmax, front page picture, came in there somewhere yesterday about the story, and they were picking up all these signs that were all around the ballpark.
Yeah, again, it's terrible. It really is. Again, you don't do this to people. Again, it's the woke nature of many big businesses out there, and I wish all these business owners good luck on their lawsuit.
Yeah, I do too, because I hope they get every dime they're looking for. Speaking of lawsuits, cruise lines, Carnival Cruise Line and apparently Norwegian cruise lines are headed for a showdown over the vaccine passports with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Now, he says he doesn't want them. They're not going to be in Florida. And these cruise lines are saying, hey, they want to get on their ships. They got to prove they've been vaccinated.
Yeah, it's interesting. Again, I still find people's reactions to, so many people being vaccinated and numbers being down as a bit odd, in my opinion. There's people that are for the vaccine. There's people that are against the vaccine. I understand everybody's got their own opinions when it comes to this thing. I see the point of the cruise lines. I do. They're obviously looking at liability, and they want to open up. And they're, again, fear of getting sued or having something bad happen. They didn't make the safe environment. And I also understand on the other side is, you know, you're talking about HIPAA rules and privacy concerns. So yeah, there's points to be made on both sides of this thing. I hope that Florida doesn't lose these cruises to other areas.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll know soon enough. Now, you probably heard about the shooting in Miami on Sunday morning, right?
There was another one?
Well, that was the one they had over the weekend.
Yeah, that one. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Well, we now know that there's a $130,000 reward being offered for any information into the mass shooting. But we also know police have revealed just in the last hour that it was a gang-related incident. The car they used was stolen, and it was dumped into Biscayne Bay.
Yeah. Again, you know, the news always is putting this out to be, you know, Miami, and people think of Miami, they think of the Fountain Blue and South Beach and fancy hotels and all that stuff. Not this neighborhood. This is pretty much a no-go zone. If you get caught in that area of Miami, floor it, just, you know, and roll them up.
We did not stop at night at any traffic signs or lights. We just drove right through with a rolling stop. That was a rule of thumb in that part of Miami.
And again, that's, you know, it's kind of funny the way, you know, some of the new apps work and directional apps. They got to take into consideration bad neighborhoods, crime neighborhoods. Yeah. They might have to start doing that because you all don't want to go through there.
Well, let's take a question from Backgammon Bob, our professional question asker. Yes, sir, Bob.
Yes, sir, Cam. As far as your vaccine passport from Governor Santos, it's just too easy to take one of those vaccine cards and fake it. They're just on a piece of paper. They're just on paper, and anybody can scan it and stuff. There's no document integrity in that thing.
And, oh, you're 110% right. It was some of the kids at the local high schools here on Long Island were they were printing up their own car. I mean,
sure.
We were troublemakers back when we were high school and making fake IDs and chalking our driver's licenses. No. But yeah, this is nothing. It doesn't. I mean, this is a piece of cake to falsify it.
Well, I heard a rumor. It's strictly a rumor because I don't know for sure. but I heard the Department of Motor Vehicles may actually put it in your license and in your chip. On your card, you know, you get the license with a chip in it.
Would they have to reprogram? I mean, how would they go about doing that if your car...
Program it in the computer. License. Program it in the computer so it picks it up on your chip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the rumor
I heard, but I can't tell you for sure.
I mean, I still haven't gone on to the website. We have like a some sort of app that you can put your information into it. I still haven't gone on and done it yet. You're supposed to have to go back and do it every 6 months or so. It's, you know, a lot of rigmarole, if you ask me. Hopefully the numbers continue to drop and people can get over this thing.
By the way, nearly 4 million people were screened at U.S. Airports on Thursday and Friday. Big travel weekend.
Yeah, they wanted to get out of the Northeast because it was cold and wet all weekend.
They were down here. Wow. Matter of fact, the hotel right out here beside us is full again.
Oh, man, what a miserable weekend we had up here for weather. It was the coldest I've ever seen Memorial Day weekend, ever. Ever.
I've seen it snow.
Well, that's upstate. I'm just downstate.
Okay.
I guess they got some snow in Vermont.
Yes.
Over the course of the weekend, some of the mountains up there. But, no, it was miserable. That's glad to see people are getting back on planes. Glad to see people, I mean, obviously cooped up, feeling confident and wanting to get out and about. Mm-hmm. There's definitely a divergence, though, without a doubt. I mean, I go to church on Sunday morning, and I get there, go to the early mass, 8 o'clock in the morning, go in, and there's the sign there, you're going to wear a mask. And I was aggravated. I said, you know, and I asked the guy who was there, wasn't wearing a mask. He was one of the ushers. And I was like, do I have to wear a mask? He's like, no. He was a fire department guy. And he's like, no, only if you want to. But I go into church, and 90% of the people are still wearing masks. And I'm like, I'm not wearing one. I don't have to. I mean, it's just, I don't understand. Why would you get vaccinated and continue to do it? It doesn't make any sense to me.
Last week, I saw a woman driving down the road, no kidding, with a mask on her face with a convertible with a top down.
I mean, unless she was driving it in Beijing and there was smog, you know, why would you do that?
I don't know. Maybe she didn't have her makeup on her face. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Well, finally, pigs are hotter than Bitcoin, meaning pigs.
Pigs?
Pigs, as in animals. Pigs are hotter than Bitcoin.
Oh, well, you're talking about the commodity.
Yeah.
Your pork belly, stuff like that. Well, yeah, listen. Commodities across the whole spectrum. Everything is going up in price across the board. I know we're told it's transitory. I'm not buying it.
Thank you, Joe Biden.
Yeah, tell me about it.
All right, we will talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. Coming back right after the top of the hour news break with Ron Edwards. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.